Good morning again, and Happy New Year, Happy Lunar New Year.
早上好，大家春节快乐。
Today we're going to look at the topic, We Are Family.
今天呢，我们要看的这个题目叫做我们是一家人。
Isn't that a great title?
这个是不是一个很好的题目啊？
When I asked the elders, is there a topic that you would like me to preach on?
当我来问长老，说有没有什么题目上他们希望我来讲解的。
Our dear Elder Sam spoke out and said, "We are family."
Sam 长老呢，他就说了，就发话了，说我们是一家人。
And so we have Sam to thank because it's a great title because that is what we are at OBC.
所以呢，我们要谢谢 Sam 长老，因为这是一个。很好的题目，因为我们确确实实是一家人。
And today we will look at the basic foundations of what it looks like when we say that we are family here at church from Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
今天呢，我们要从《使徒行传》的第二章的四十二节来看，当我们说我们是一家人的时候，我们到底是讲到一些什么样的内容
？And so allow me just to read again.This short, but it is a very insightful verse.
请让我再来跟大家读一次这个很短，但是呢很有见地的经文。
And it says, "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and the prayers."
使徒行传二章四十二节，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷。
And so it is a joy for me to see all of us here, the OBC family, gathered together today because, yes, we are family, and we should actually do this all the time.
今天我看到我们兴旺爱堂整个大家庭聚集在这里，非常的高兴，因为是的，我们是一个大家庭，我们应该常常聚在一起。
And from this passage in Acts, we'll see that if we are truly family, then you are to have one spiritual resolve, and that is expressed in four foundations that grows you to be spiritually mature, and this also makes our OBC family spiritually alive.
所以从《使徒行传》里面我们看到，如果我们真的是一个大家庭，那我们就应该有一个共同的一个属灵的一个决心。这个决心呢是表现在四方面，以至于呢让我们可以在属灵的生命方面成熟起来，而我们的教会呢也在属灵的生命方面呢活跃起来。
And through Acts 2:42, I want you to ask yourself two questions.How well am I living out this verse? And is there anything that I can do personally to be a better family member?
通过这一节经文呢，我希望大家问自己两个问题。第一个问题呢，就是我在多大程度上活出了这节经文？第二呢，就是我个人可以做什么，以至于我可以成为一个更好的家庭成员？
So let's get started in this verse. And we are family means that.We each must have one spiritual resolve, and that is commitment.
那我就让我们现在就开始。我们是一个大家庭，就要求我们每一个人有一个决心，有一个定义，就是委身。
And so Acts 2:42 begins and says, "And they devoted themselves."
二章四十二节讲到呢，他们恒心的。
And that word devoted is a verb and gives us a sense of action, of being steadfast.
恒心这个词呢，给人一个有一个意思呢，就是不动摇的，是长期不变的。
And being devoted is defined as dedication to persist, to persevere in.
恒心呢，它就表示了一种坚持，一种坚持不懈。
And for us to be individually and corporately devoted means that there is a continuous commitment towards our local church and your spiritual disciplines that glue us together as a family.
对我们每一个人来说，或者对于我们整个集体来说，和尽心尽力，恒心呢，就是尽心尽力，就是持续的委身我们的教会，以至于和我们的属灵的操练， 是这种操练呢，使我们可以连接在一起。
And being devoted, as the word suggests, is not just a passive waiting, but it is an active, enduring engagement.
恒心呢，它不是表达一种被动的等待，而是表达一个积极的、持续的投入和参与。
One Bible dictionary states this, quote, "The early Christian community adopted this virtue, emphasizing the importance of remaining faithful and committed to the teachings of Christ and the practices of the faith. This dedication was crucial for the survival and growth of the early church amidst persecution and societal challenges."
有一本解经书是这样讲的，早期教会具有这样一种特质，一种美德，强调了保持信心、委身于基督的教导以及信心生活的操练的重要性。正是这种坚持，对早期教会在当时的逼迫和面临的社会挑战之下能够生存并且成长，是至关重要的。
And so here is an action. Here is an application for you.
现在呢，就是有一个运用了。
And so you are to be resolved to see OBC become a very healthy family so that we are to maintain commitment to have the same virtue as the early Christians did, especially in today's societal challenges.
所以这节经文的运用呢，就是我们都要定义的，要看见信望爱堂成为一个健康的家庭。那我们就必须要像初代教会一样保持那样一种坚持的特质，特别是在我们现今的这个社会环境的挑战之下。
And so now we move on to discover the four key areas of spiritual discipline for we are family.
所以现在呢，我们就要接下来看属灵操练的，我们是一个家庭的属灵操练的四个关键点。
And since we know that the overall need is for commitment, now there are four key areas that we must continually show steadfast strength in, that we are to prevail in, to endure in, to give intense effort to, even in difficulty, so that this family, us, OBC, can stay in Christ's direction.
我们知道总体来说我们都需要委身，这里呢就讲到四个关键的领域里面，我们需要必须要强有力，必须要胜出，要有耐力的，即使在困难当中也要做极大的努力来努力的啊，以至于我们的教会可以跟随基督对我们教会的带领。
And so first, you are to be devoted to the scripture.
第一个呢，就是我们要尽心竭力的、恒心的来学习圣经。
And we are told, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
这一节经文说，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
And the apostles' teaching is the inerrant, infallible doctrines which they received from Christ, and then it was passed down to the church, to us.
使徒的教训呢是无误的，是他们从主耶稣那里领受来，而且向后面的世代来传讲的。
And since God has granted us his breathed out scripture, we know that the core focus of every Christian is joining in regular Bible study and listening to preaching and teaching.
我们知道圣经是神呼气而出的，给我们赐给我们的经文，这是我们学习圣经是基督徒非常非常重要的事情。
And so here is another action that we can take, another application for us.
在这里呢，就又有一个我们可以运用的事情了。
And so each one of us as believers are to join in one of the Bible studies listed in the bullet, and there's a number of them, and to be devoted to be there every time they meet, and be devoted here every Sunday that we meet.
所以呢，在我们教会里面呢，提供了很多个查经小组。请大家呢就选择一个委身来学习圣经，而且呢在周日的时候呢也来到这里来听讲道。
And the exposition of the scripture is to be central to our church family because it is God's means for a number of reasons which I'll show you.
对圣经的讨论和了解应该是成为我们 教会大家庭的一个主要的事情，一个重要的核心的事情，因为神通过圣经来达成几件事情。
And the first aspect is salvation. God's word has to be the central facet of our worship because to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:18.
第一个呢，就是神透过圣经来做成救恩。神的话语必须是我们敬拜的中心，因为在我们得救的人，这是神的大能。
And Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
罗马书第十章十一节这样讲，可见信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
And so scripture is to be central in being devoted because it's God's means also for sanctification.
圣经的教导使我们是应该成为我们极力追求要去明白的，因为呢，神也是通过经文要达成使我们成圣的这个目的。
In John 17:17, Jesus says very powerfully, he says, Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth.
在约翰福音十七章的第十七节，耶稣这样讲，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
And the apostles' teaching also serves in strengthening his church.
使徒的教训也用来建立和坚固教会。
Acts 20:32 says, And now I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
使徒行传二十章三十节是这样讲，如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
And all this finally then results in bringing our family into unity and maturity.
所有的这些呢，使我们的教会大家庭合一和成熟。
Ephesians 4:15 and 16 says, Speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is ahead, into Christ.From whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint, which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, making the body grow so that it builds itself up in love.
在以弗所书四章十五到十六节是这样说，唯有用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，各节各按各职。按着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
And so if we don't have scripture, we don't have anything because God's word is the only means of knowing his will objectively, and therefore it is to be at the center daily to change us for his radiant glory.
所以如果我们没有圣经，我们就什么都没有，因为神的话是我们客观地认识他的旨意的唯一的方式，所以神的话语应该成为我们的中心，使他的话语可以为了他自己的荣耀来改变我们。
And so if we want to be a healthy family, then we must be resolved to be found by Christ, to be devoted to Scripture as we believe and we honor and we know and we love and we submit and obey and worship the Lord God in spirit and truth.
如果我们要成为一个健康的教会大家庭，那我们必须要尽力的按照用心灵和诚实，按照神的话语的要求来相信他，来尊荣他，认识他，爱他，交托给他，顺服他，并且来敬拜他。
And we should understand that the apostles' teaching is even to supersede our own traditions and our own culture.
我们甚至要知道说使徒的教训甚至是应该放在我们自己的文化和传统之上的。
And so here's another action or another application for you.
所以呢，这里呢又有一个运用了。
That OBC offers many opportunities to learn scripture, so plan and commit to attend them so that you earnestly fight for the truth and to teach it and to proclaim it.
所以呢，我们信望爱堂呢提供了很多个查经的机会，所以来参加他们，使你可以为真理而战，而且可以来讲授 真理，并且来宣扬它。
And now the second area of spiritual discipline, since we are family, is fellowship.
第二个领域呢，就是我们是一家人的属灵操练的第二个方面呢，是团契。
And so God's word tells us, and they devoted themselves to the fellowship.
圣经说，他们恒心彼此交接。
As Christians, we each have been called through the gospel of Jesus Christ to be in fellowship.
作为基督徒，我们通过福音被呼召进入一个团契的生活。
And the Greek word for fellowship expresses this, something in common, partnership, communion, or sharing.
在希腊语，团契这个字呢，表达了一个共同点的意思，比如说同伴，一同的来分享。
And its general sense is of a common life among us as Christians.
就是在我们基督徒中间的一个共同的一种生活。
Because we share in a common salvation, a common faith, a common Lord, a common service, a common blessing, a common hope, and a common glory.
因为作为基督徒，我们有共同的救恩、共同的信仰、共同的主、共同的敬拜。共同的赐福，共同的盼望和共同的荣耀。
And fellowship really highlights the unity and the oneness of His church.
团契呢，就凸显了一个教会的合一和一体。
And it emphasizes that believers in Jesus Christ belong together face to face, not apart, so that we can be unified in the faith, which is essential.
他呢强调了基督信跟随基督的人呢，他们属于同一个团体，他们不是分开的，他们在信仰上彼此联合，这是非常重要的。
And so we might ask, what is God's purpose of the fellowship He calls us to?
那我们就会问一个问题了，说神要把我们呼召了进入一个团契，到底他的目的是什么呢？
And it is to serve.
是来侍奉。
Ephesians 4:12 tells us that everyone is to serve one another with our spiritual gifts within OBC ministries. It says there, the work of ministry for building up the body of Christ. And the church is formed of many different parts, yet each one of you who are a believer are brought together to function as one family.
在以弗所书第四章十二节呢，是这样讲，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。他就告诉我们说，我们每一个人都应该彼此的用我们的属灵的恩赐来侍奉，来彼此的侍奉，而且做成各项的事工，建造基督的身体。因为教会是由不同的部分组成的，但是呢，我们当中每一个人被放在一起，是为了要使我们像一个身体那样发挥功用。
Another action, another application for us.
又有一个运用了。
And so I encourage you to be a faithful steward and use the spiritual gift or gifts that God has given you, that you have received to set yourself upon serving in this church, which results in our spiritual maturity, not only for yourself, but the church as a whole and the spiritual depth of this church.
所以呢，我鼓励大家做一个忠心的管家，管理好神，你从神那里得来的属灵的恩赐，来做好参与侍奉的准备。这样子可以使你自己在灵命上成熟，也可以使我们这个教会的属灵的深度得到增长。
The next fellowship calls us to share.
并且呢，团契呢还要求我们来分享。
The first Christians lived out true fellowship, as it says in Acts 4:32, that they had everything in common.
初代教会的信徒们，他们活出了真正的团契生活。因为在《使徒行传》的第四章三十二节那里说，他们凡物公用。
And that far-reaching example of sharing had a profound effect on unbelievers, and as we see in the scripture, it resulted in gospel witness, and that led to many more people being saved.
他们的分享，他们的彼此的分享呢，有深做了一个深影响深远的榜样。以至于给那些不信的人呢一个强烈的效果，但结果呢就是许多人呢得信归主。
And so here is another application that true fellowship instills the proper stewardship of the things that God has blessed you with. That includes sharing your money, sharing your food, sharing your home, sharing teaching, and more.
所以呢，我们的运用就是，团契呢，它培养了一个恰当的一个管家的一个心态，就是让我们来好好的管理神赐予我们的那些东西，比如说钱财、食物、我们的家，还有我们得到的教导。
And fellowship happens when Christians come to talk about the Word of God, and when we mutually care about others' lives and needs, and we pray, so then Christ is exalted.
当基督徒在一起团契的时候呢，我们会来谈论、讨论神的话语。我们来彼此的关顾彼此的需要，我们会来一起的祷告，在这些当中呢，基督就被高举。
In addition, fellowship is about one another, the spiritual duties in our family that build and maintain Christ's body.
团契呢，还是关于我在教会大家庭里面，我们彼此的来建立和维持基督的身体。
And there are the Bible verses that state.Quote, one another, and there are close to 60 of these practical imperatives like love one another, forgive one another, encourage one another, build up one another, and there's more.
在圣经里呢，谈到很多次的彼此，大概有将近60次彼此这样的短语，比如说彼此相爱，彼此饶恕，彼此鼓励，彼此建立等等。
And as we think about this is another application, another action of being devoted.
在这里呢，我们就又有一个运用的机会了。
That we are to continually practice the one another's that we see in the scripture within our church family. And then as we do that, OBC will grow to be alive and to be a vibrant, a very used church by the Lord for his radiant joy.
所以呢，当我们来操练这些彼此的事情的时候呢，我们就看到我们的教会会成长为一个更活跃的、更加有极大的喜乐和热情的一个教会。
We've learned that our spiritual foundations include scripture, fellowship, and now the third area of spiritual discipline, since we are family, is communion.
我们已经谈了属灵，我们是一个。一家人的属灵根基呢，有经学经文和团契。现在呢，第三个方面呢，就是圣餐。
And so the Bible reveals, and they devoted themselves to the breaking of bread, just as we have done.
圣经说呢，他们恒心的掰饼，就像我们刚才做的一样。
And the word communion comes from Latin, which is based upon the word fellowship.Communion is the breaking of bread, or we call it the Lord's Supper also.
这个词呢是来自于一个拉丁字，它的意思呢跟团是在团契的基础上衍生出来的，它就是掰饼和一起领受圣餐的意思。
And in the upper room, Jesus celebrated his last Passover with his disciples, and then he converted it to be the Lord's Supper, and today we still observe this ordinance.
耶稣呢在楼上的房间里面最后的一次呢跟他的门徒们一起来庆祝逾越节，而且呢把它变成了主的圣餐。今天呢我们都还继续的有这个传统。
And the contrast between the Passover and the Lord's Supper is one of old and one of new.
逾越节的逾越节我们所领的逾越节的礼节和主的圣餐呢，是一个是旧的，一个是新的。
That the Passover meal celebrated the old covenant, which is to call to mind a temporary and physical deliverance.
逾越节我们所领受的是在纪念一个旧的约，那个旧的约呢是涉及到我们暂时的身体的得赎。
And then in comparison, the Lord's Supper celebrated the new covenant.Which calls to mind our permanent and spiritual deliverance through Jesus Christ and the cross.
相对应的呢，主的圣餐呢，是在纪念一个新的约。这个新的约是透过主耶稣和他的十字架来达成一个永远的灵魂的救赎。
In the early church, the breaking of bread referred both to eating a meal and or the Lord's Supper.
在初代教会呢。 掰饼呢，包括了平时的吃一餐和领主的圣餐两个。
And the early church had special fellowship congregational meetings. They called them agape, or in other words, love feast.
在初代教会呢，有一种特别的会众一同领受的，叫做爱宴。
And those meals and the Lord's Supper grew loving fellowship. It brought oneness. It fostered sharing and caring between believers, just like we have later today, paired with our Lord's Supper.
这个爱宴呢，也叫爱席，它是用来促进信徒们之间的相爱，他们的合一，他们彼此关顾的，就像我们刚才领受，而且我们崇拜以后将要领受的一样。
And so the Apostle Paul, as we've read in chapter 11, 1 Corinthians, he teaches us about the proper way to observe the Lord's Supper.
在哥林多前书的十一章里面呢，使徒保罗呢就写到，来教导他们怎么样来合意的来领受主的圣餐。
And he does that. He writes to the Corinthian church because they turned the love feast and the Lord's Supper into a time marked by drunkenness, people eating too much, and overall selfishness. It is a lack of consideration.
他为什么要写给他们，要教导他们这些呢？是因为他们哥林多教会呢，他们把这个爱宴和主的圣餐呢变成了醉酒，或有些人吃的太多，总之是有各种自私的表现。
And therefore, the entire communion remembrance became a mockery and abuse of the Lord's sacrifice upon the cross for their sins.
所以呢，就使得这个领圣餐的这个仪式呢，就变成了对主在十字架上为他们的罪所付出的代价的一种嘲讽和一种贬损。
In fact, in 1 Corinthians 11:20, the supper had been so corrupted that Paul rebuked the church.Saying that it is not the Lord's Supper you eat, and they were judged with sickness, weakness, and even death.
实际上呢，在哥林多前书的十一章二十节呢，主的圣餐已经变得如此的败坏，以至于保罗呢责备他们说，你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的圣餐，而且被审判，有人患病，有人软弱，甚至死的也有。
And so here's another application for us.
所以呢，这里呢，我们又有一个运用的机会。
And the action we are to take is that we are reminded to be devoted to communion, for we honor Jesus by making our lunches better. If you read the announcement in the bulletin.
所以呢，如果我们要好好的来遵守，好好的来遵守这个领圣餐的和在一起吃饭的这样一个教导的话，做的合意的话，那我们就应该把我们所带来的。午餐呢做得更好，这个也是在尊荣耶稣。
And so when we are taking and being devoted to the breaking of bread, we remember to be thankful for the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，当我们在领受主餐的时候呢，我们也要为福音而感恩。
And so when we come to the breaking of bread, we are called to remember that this observance is a loving and wise command from Jesus to us.
所以呢，当我们来到主餐桌前的时候呢，我们也要记得，这一条命令是主耶稣给我们基督徒的一条充满了爱和智慧的命令。
And the breaking of bread reminds us of who we are, that we are God's family, to be thankful for Christ's work for sinners on the cross. We reflect, confess, and repent of sin. We are to worship in holiness.
所以呢，当我们来掰饼的时候，我们也要记得。我们是神家的人，神家的人应在主的，因为了主在十字架上为我们罪人所做的一切而感恩。我们在这里要反省、认罪、悔罪，我们要在圣洁中来敬拜他。
And the breaking of bread also reminds us that Jesus Christ is with us daily, that we proclaim our salvation in Christ, we look forward to Jesus' return, and that we have a certain future hope.
我们领这个圣餐的时候呢，我们也要感恩，因为他与我们每日每刻都与我们同在，而且我们也盼望着他的回来，他的再来，我们有着属天的盼望。
And so as we observe the Lord's table and we have our agape lunch, if we can call it that, may we come to the Lord's table in a worthy manner of our Lord and Savior.
所以呢，在我们领受主的圣餐和爱宴的时候，我们都要用一种合一的态度来领受。
As we begin to close with this last truth, last but not least, we are family, so we need to be in prayer.
所以呢，我们来到最后一条，虽然是最后一条，但不是说它不重要。我们一个家庭，整个家庭呢，需要一起的来祷告。
And so God's word of truth reminds us, and they devoted themselves to the prayers.
经文这样讲，他们恒心祈祷。
Our prayers are a natural way for us as Christians to directly talk to God about anything for others and ourselves.
祈祷呢，是我们基督徒一个很自然的方式，我们来到主的面前，来为自己或别人来与他谈话。
And this emphasizes a personal and a corporate relationship with God linked to worship and fellowship with Him.
这个呢就强调了祷告是既是一个个人的，也是一个集体的，与神的关系是与敬拜和与神相交联系在一起的。
And there is no one specific way to pray or any specific physical postures that we are to be in, and the scripture gives us many different examples.
对祷告应该怎么样进行，应该用什么姿态进行，姿势进行呢？没有一个统一的一个标准。圣经里面呢，讲到各种不同的情况。
However, there are some basics that we are reminded of when we lift up our prayers to the Lord.
当然呢，有一些事情呢，是我们祷告的时候需要注意的。
That we can be assured that the Holy Spirit is our wonderful helper.He is our interceder as our prayers are brought before God's throne according to His will and in Jesus, our mediator's name.
我们知道呢，当我们祷告的时候呢，圣灵他是我们的奇妙的帮助者和代求者，他把我们的祷告带到父神的面前，而且是借着我们主耶稣，我们这个中保的名。
And you can gain the ear of God.When a person is born again through the gospel and are devoted in love, obedient to Christ, being faithful to His word, which will bring us great joy.
我们的祷告，在这些时候可以得到神的垂听，就是当一个人得信，信了，通过福音，得救了的时候呢，而且呢，当这个人在爱里面竭尽全力的想要顺服基督。来忠实于他的话语的时候呢，这样的祷告呢就得神蒙神垂听。这样的祷告呢，蒙神垂听也给我们带来极大的喜乐。
That word prayers does not define the content, but it applies to all kinds of prayer.
祷告呢，真的是有各式各样的祷告，并没有一定之规。
And prayer expresses a certain expectation. It calls for humility, dependence, holiness, thanksgiving, reverence, and faith.
当然呢，祷告呢也会表达出谦卑、依靠、圣洁、感恩、尊荣和信心。
And that we need to be reminded that in our content and even in the manner that we pray, that when this takes place, then we have confidence before our Almighty Creator and God to go before His throne of grace.
我们带着这样正确的心态来祷告，正确的内容来祷告的时候呢，我们就可以坦然无惧地来到我们全能的创造者和大君王面前。
And so as we are called to be devoted to prayer, that means that we have to have a normal pattern of regular and frequent prayer throughout the day.
所以呢，当我们说到我们要操练祷告的时候呢，我们就是应该形成一个习惯，每天都有固定的和随时的祷告。
And it is a continuous persistent of prayers that is in view that can even reach the far corners of the earth.
正是这样持续的坚持的祷告呢，将会带来深远的效果。
The prayer is a life devotion for us to be in communication with God as He is ever present. So you are to be continually devoting yourselves to prayer, to pray without ceasing, to submit unto God everything by prayer.
祷告呢是一生的坚持，与神保持交通，保持交流。因为神是无处不在，所以我们要持续的、坚持的祷告，祷告不停息。把我们一切的都交在他的手里。
And so this is completely possible to live out. I'm not saying it's easy, but yet it is a spiritual discipline that takes continual fostering in order for us to grow in this most important aspect of our life in Christ.
这是可以做到的，虽然我不是说它很容易，其实属灵祷告，祷告这个属灵的操练呢，是需要持续的进行的，以便我们在这个基督徒生活最重要的领域里面呢，我们可以有成长。
And we are called to pray in Jesus' name.
我们被呼召要奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And that means we ask for things which acknowledge all Jesus is and all that he has done and in a consistent manner with his person, his nature, his character, his will and his purposes.
我们被呼召要奉他的名祷告，意思就是说我们所求的事情是承认他的所事和他为我们所做的一切，而且是以与他的位格、性情、旨意和目的相称的方式来进行的。
And so in a sense, we are to pray as if Christ was speaking the prayer himself, asking our Heavenly Father to answer as he would for his glory alone.
所以呢，我们祷告的时候就像主耶稣自己向他的天父来祷告一样的。我们要求天父的，就像我们求神的祈祷，就像主耶稣自己为了神的荣耀而向神天父祈祷那样。
And as we have prayed, then we can intimately recognize answers to your prayers by being filled with the Spirit, meaning that we are filled with the knowledge of His Word, as Colossians 3:16 states. It says, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly."
借着圣灵的充满，其实我们可以从细节上知道我们的祷告得蒙了垂听。
And the more you let the Word of Christ dwell in you, the more you will be able to hear his voice through the knowledge and application of the objective scripture, which are God's answers to prayer.
借着圣灵的帮助，借着圣灵的充满呢，我们知道我们的祷告得蒙垂听。我们就像哥罗西书3:16说，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。当我们的心里又存有丰丰富富的越多的神的话语的时候，我们就能够更多的借着客观的运用他的经文 来理解他。
And so remember that being devoted calls for action. It is a verb, and so we have another action and application.
所以呢，我们在听，我们就知道神的，我们越理解神的话语，我们就明白神的声音，这就是神对我们祷告的回应。所以让我们来在祷告这个属灵的操练上好好的努力。
And so brothers and sisters, I really encourage you to be devoted and to grow in the spiritual discipline of prayers. And we have 3 prayer groups each week listed in the bulletin. There are fellowship groups too for you to join and to be devoted from this week onward.
所以弟兄姊妹们，让我们在这个领域当中来持续的来成长。我们有3个祷告的小组，每个星期都有3个祷告的小组，都罗列在秩序表上面，请大家来参加，投身在这个当中。
And so now as we close, back to those 2 questions.
最后呢，让我们再回到最初问你们的两个问题。
And these questions refer back to our verse, Acts 2:42.
这两个问题呢，是从我们的《使徒行传》2:42来问起来的。
How well are you living out this verse?
我在多大程度上活出了这节经文？
And the second is there anything that I can do personally to be a better family member?
我个人可以做什么，以至于我可以成为一个更好的家庭的成员？
And so let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
天父，
we come before you as you have called us to pray even at this moment.
你呼召我们要祷告，我们这一刻我们就来到你的宝座前。
And Lord, we ask that you would help us to apply this single verse into our lives because it is so impactful.
天父啊，我们求你来帮助我们，把我们刚才所谈到的这一些，我们都把它在行动上面做出来。
Because Lord, we want to be a vibrant church. We want to be vibrant members of this church.
我们想要我们的教会成为一个充满活力的教会，我们也想成为充满活力的基督徒。
And Lord, you know that we struggle in all these areas.
神啊，你知道我们在这些各个方面都做得不足。
And so, Lord, we need your help.
所以我们需要你的帮助。
And might you bless us in each of these areas and help us to grow and help us to encourage one another to grow, to be built up.
求你来帮助我们在这所有这几个领域当中都能够成长，能够彼此的建造。
And when we do all these things to your glory, then this church will be a beautiful bride unto Christ.
当我们这样做的时候，我们这个教会就是你一个可以来荣耀你。
And so I want to give you thanks this morning for reminding us of these very important spiritual disciplines and the need for devotion.
今天早上这样提醒我们，我们感谢你。
And Lord, even now as we wrap up our service and we enter into Vernon Hall, we ask and give you thanks, Lord, for the food that has been provided.
当我们要结束我们的敬拜，要去参加爱宴的时候，我们谢谢你准备预备这一切。
And we're so thankful that you are our great provider.
我们谢谢你，你是供应我们的。
And we also thank you that as we go into Vernon Hall and even as we enter service, that we can even begin to practice these spiritual disciplines now.
我求你使我们能够立刻的就开始来付诸行动。
And so we pray this in the name of our precious Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们这样的祷告是奉我们宝贵的耶稣基督的名。